Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. This is Bill Hine.
And actually, so you'll probably
have it under the name of my wife. The family name there is German, like the language, hyphen H-E-I-N-S.
All right, so that's H-I-E-N-S.
H-E-I-N-S.
And how can I assist you today, Mr. Hines?
Well, so we just got our service hooked up, and we're getting really highly variable speed indications depending on which speed measuring app we use and which computer, and we're trying to understand and which time of the day. It changes really dramatically, like from 150 to 25 over the course of an hour or so, and we're trying to understand what we're seeing. Are these variations in the actual speed of the service, or has it got something to do with our devices? Or anyway, that's the question.
All right, no problem. I'll be more than happy to check that out for you. Just let me verify your account first. Could you provide your service address, please?
107 West Chester Street.
Uh-huh.
So W Chester Street in Kingston.
And what is the email address that is on file?
JUDITHENS@mac.com.
Thank you. And the phone number that is on file?
281-908-1027.
All right. Thank you. All right, I'm just filling up the account now just to check on your speeds and see what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me one moment. So just to better understand, you said throughout the day you're getting different variation of internet speeds. Sometimes you get like 25 megabytes per second. Sometimes you get 150. It's just not
right,
adding up.
Correct. And if we sit, my wife and I sit side by side, we each have our own phone, and we measure the speed at the same time in the same place, and the only thing that's different is two different iPhones, we get a difference like between 20 and 70.
Okay. So also just to let you know, with different devices, they carry a certain amount of bandwidth. So each device can show a different speeds, what the device is able to carry as it relates to the speeds. I'm just checking
okay.
to see if we're sending out making sure that we're sending out the full maximum amount of megabytes to your location. I'm running the speed test now, and it shows that to your location,
yes.
The maximum speed that you're getting to your location is 1,029 megabytes per second, and the upload is 1,052 megabytes per second. So it all boils down to the device itself, how many applications it is running in the background, what it is using on. So it's not specific as to the day or the time. It's more specific to the device that you're using. So maybe if you're using a computer and you realize that you're getting a slower internet speed, you can try to reduce the amount of applications that are running in the background, and then you can try it again. Most devices, they can't use, like, their limit with getting internet speed could be up to 50 or could be up to 100. Some might be up to 500, but each device has its own bandwidth. Each device has its
right,
own
limit. Right, but I get radically different values from the same device under the same conditions, just minutes apart. When I just run the test sequentially, I just push the button again, and I get a completely different answer.
You're getting a completely different number each time?
Yeah, so, I mean, for example, in one set of tests that were just one right after the other, I got download speeds of 111, 140, 130, 127. And then 5 minutes later, I got 49, 25, 27, and 23.
And as it relates to how the device moves, is it a lot slower? Is it a lot faster? Does anything change?
That's what I'm saying. It's exactly the same device. Nothing changed. Nothing changed at all. I just measured another time on exactly the same device that was under the same conditions, as far as I can tell, in all other respects.
All right. So I'm also checking do you have the HomePass app on your phone?
I do not.
All right. So you can download the HomePass app. You should have received an email from us once you did create to sign up for your account, and you'd be able to check. You can see the health check of the entire internet. So currently you're at an overall score of 89% as it relates to the network status and performance. It mm-hmm. shows like all the devices that are connected and how each device is connected to your device, how efficient it is. So for example, you have an iMac. It says that the health of it is excellent. It's getting the required bandwidth that it's supposed to get. You also have an Apple iPhone. It says that the health for that is excellent. You have a MR60 laptop.
An MR60, I'm not sure. Okay.
A laptop, a Windows laptop?
Yes.
Yeah, it says the health for that is good as well. There's no internet issues on these devices. Usually if there is an issue as it relates to the speed or something is wrong, you would see the health go down. And when I do the overall health check on the network status and performance on all the devices that you do have, which is 3 devices that are currently online right now, it says that the overall score, it's 89%. The internet connection is online. The quality of the internet, it's up to par. So I'm thinking it's about each device. I do know that each device, based on you can only take a certain limit. And especially if it's running applications in the background, it can affect the speed as well.
Okay, yeah, I've been trying to keep on this computer where I'm doing the measurements. I have everything else shut. The only thing that's open is a web browser with the speed app.
And also, once you use the HomePass app as well, you can also check the speeds there as well, and usually check it throughout the day. And I just did it again. It's still showing that the maximum speed that is going out to your location is 1,030 megabytes per second, and upload is 1,053. And it usually gives you an update on your internet speeds if something is wrong with one of your devices, if it's not getting enough internet, it will let you know. So I would advise you to just to download the Plume, the HomePass app, so
okay.
that you can
we'll
get information.
Okay, well, so we'll give that a try.
Okay, so if you do look through your email, you would see an option to sign up for the HomePass app, and then you'd be able to see each device and the health of the connectivity, the network status, and performance of each device.
Yep. Okay. Well, we'll give that a try, and I'll see if we can educate ourselves a little better.
All right. No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, I think that was my question.
No problem. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Arch Up Fiber.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.